So, depending on where people are located, the calendars may vary a little, and this is, an Ekadashi that becomes a Mahadwadashi because of certain conditions. But I wanted to take this opportunity to speak on the glories of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Thakur, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. And to understand him or have a glimpse of his divine personality through what is written by Srila Guru Maharaj. And I believe Guru Maharaj, he wrote it somewhere around this time, maybe a little after this time, when he did compose this. So this day had come, and he's appreciating Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who he said was appeared in East Bengal in Bangladesh, near, I believe, something like Faridpur. And we sort of fast forward to him doing bhajan and seclusion in Vrindavan for 32 years. It's told he was, most consistently, Guru Maharaj said he was a, took Babaji Vesh from someone known as Bhagwat Das Babaji, who I believe was, got Babaji from Jagannath Das Babaji. So sometimes Guru Maharaj refers to Jagannath Das Babaji as his Param Guru. And I'll read what Guru Maharaj wrote in this Namaskara Dashakam of Srila Gaura Kishore. But in the pranam, where he's briefly expressing some glorification, what we're saying daily was Namo Gaura Kishoraya Bhaktavaduta Murtaye Gaurangri Padma Bringaya Radha Bhava Nishevane. Bhaktavaduta, like an avadut, meaning that what is not only unorthodox or not according to stereotype, but at the root of the word is saying what would appear in ordinary circumstances, a vision as something impure, does not touch the avadut, and Bhaktavadut, Bhaktavadutamurti, he personified this principle. So we hear sometimes that Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, doing his bhajan, how shall we say, in the relativity of a latrine or outhouse or such thing. Right? And we will think, this is very peculiar. Why? And it's on one level to act as a filter. It's the place that people would avoid. People will purposely want to avoid such a place. And this is not like the modern world, So we can understand. This is an area, that you would want to avoid. And when it was brought up to him sometimes, they say, Babaji Maharaj, why are you doing your bhajan in such a, filthy place. How can you tolerate the stench of that zone, that area? And his response was, that is an external thing. He said, how can you tolerate the stench from the mentality of, that one gets from intimately associating with Vishayis, materialists? He's saying, that's more polluting, because that's polluting your consciousness. He's saying, this is a foul aroma, it's an external thing. That doesn't bother me. I can tolerate that. But how can you tolerate the mentality, the stench of the mentality of those whom you're surrounded by? That's remarkable and intense, and for Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, real.